This is KNKX. Land owned by the Port of Tacoma is a site of a controversial energy project that's underway. A facility to create and store liquefied natural gas has sparked outrage from community members who fear it's not safe and not in line with cleaner energy strategies needed in the face of climate change. But the backers of the project say it'll provide cleaner air and water and serve as an important backup source of energy for thousands of homes and businesses in western Washington. Earlier this month, Governor Jay Inslee changed his mind and announced his opposition to gas projects in the state. In the third and final part of our series exploring the changing science around this issue, KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to LNG Tacoma to learn more.
On a 30-acre site in the heart of Tacoma's tide flats, a huge concrete tank stands about 10 stories high. Puget Sound Energy project manager Jim Hogan provides a tour.
All right, so what you're looking at here is our LNG tank. It's an 8 million gallon full containment concrete tank, which is the most robust design there is.
Inside the concrete tank is another one made of nickel steel. It's built in compliance with the strictest federal seismic codes, so the facility would remain intact as an island, even if the ground around it liquefies in a major earthquake. Hogan says they've put more than 2,000 deep concrete pilings in beneath the site.
So we have about 5,000 cement trucks worth of concrete underneath where you're standing that you can't see.
So really, it's almost done.
The tank itself as a vessel is done. It's been pressure tested. It's been hydro tested, where you fill it with water to test the foundation, and it's been sealed up and purged. So it's complete.
Overall, he says the site is about half built. Still missing is all the refrigeration equipment that will liquefy the gas and other gear that needs the project's air quality permit before it can go in. As we're talking, a colorful barge plows past us in the distance on the Hylabos waterway.
That's actually a bunker barge filled with ship fuel. Those get pushed around with tugs and they go to the ships in the port and fuel them.
You're going to displace it, maybe.
That would be our competitor.
The point of this facility is to provide an alternative to dirty bunker fuel that powers long-haul ships now. Tote Maritime wanted to convert its Alaska freighters to run on liquid natural gas. Puget Sound Energy collaborated with the port to create this facility, which will be marketed to other shipping companies once it's up and running.
So how close are you to being done?
We have another about 22 months of construction, assuming that we receive our air permit sometime this fall.
But that assumption is not a given. Permitting has already been delayed by controversy over whether natural gas is in fact a cleaner option. The Puget Sound Clean Air Agency issued a final supplementary environmental impact statement earlier this year, but they've yet to decide on the permit. The analysis concludes that the facility would reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but only if the fuel comes from British Columbia. The utility says that's no problem. Others say the science underpinning the EIS is flawed, and they've vowed to keep fighting.
My feeling is if people look at the science and it changes their mind, then they've done the right thing.
Annette Bryant is a member of the Puyallup Tribal Council and a former air pollution inspector. Chief among those she's praising for a change of heart on Tacoma LNG is Governor Jay Inslee. Puyallup Tribal Council Chairman Bill Starrud agrees. The governor's stance has put wind in the sails of the opposition.
You know, obviously the governor has a strong environmental record, and he's worried about his grandchildren being able to have a good life, a healthy life. And he's taking what he says and making it real.
Many people disagree with that sentiment. They say natural gas is still the cleanest option, especially for reducing air pollution locally. Puget Sound Energy spokesman Andy Wappler says there is no better alternative, and Tote is already running its ships on natural gas in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is the best thing we can do right now. If we change the rules, which the governor tried to do last week, we're telling people, innovate elsewhere. If we don't move forward with innovations that are right now in our hands impossible, we're not moving forward. Stopping this today, stopping LNG now, is endorsing oil for decades to come.
But the Puyallup Tribe's Annette Bryan says Tote and others have improved their bunker fuel in response to new international regulations. Ultra-low sulfur diesel has been available for more than a decade. Tote is using it now.
Since this project's inception, the ships have been able to meet those air quality MARPOL regulations. So whatever they're doing, they've already been cleaner than before this process started. And there are other alternatives. It's not our job to figure out what those are. I think it's the shipping industry's, but liquefied natural gas is not the only solution.
She also says the tribe was not properly consulted, even though the LNG facility abuts their land and threatens to infringe on resources that are protected by their treaty rights.
It's our fisheries. It's our life. This is where we live. This is where we eat our food from and feed our children and our families.
Standing beneath a tree near the tribe's Chinook Landing Marina, she watches a Geoduck dive boat pass by the emerging LNG tower.
They haven't proven to us that they have the controls in place, that they have the insurance to cover a disaster, that they, you know, if something happens here in the tide flats with this facility, will they be able to handle it? Will people from the detention center be able to get out safely? They haven't answered any of our questions in a meaningful way.
PSE says the utility has done more than enough to consult the tribe, including sending their CEO, Kimberly Harris, to meet with tribal officials in the early phases of the project. But a lot has changed since then. Utility spokesman Wappler says everyone at PSE was completely surprised when Governor Inslee called to let the CEO know that he was withdrawing his support.
She thought he was calling to thank her for helping the clean energy legislation get signed the day before. We were at the table every step of the way with that 100% clean energy legislation, which, by the way, calls for 100% clean by 2045, exactly the sort of time frame we're talking about for natural gas as a bridge fuel. We thought we were getting a thank you call from the governor. We weren't. We were getting a flip-flop.
Inslee says his stance doesn't change the regulatory process, but that he will work with the heads of his state agencies to update how the costs and benefits of all fossil fuel projects are weighed, including those handling natural gas. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
This was the final story in our series about the changing signs around the Tacoma LNG plant. You can listen to all three parts and see photos at our website, knkx.org. And an editorial note, Puget Sound Energy and Tote Maritime have been among KNKX's financial supporters. Funders do not have any influence over our news coverage.